Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Redmen TV. Welcome to Daily News, brought to you in association once again with The Athletic. If you would like a 7-day free trial and 50% off your yearly subscription, head to www.theathletic.co.uk/Redmen News. I'll get Tom to put it in the chat now for those who are watching live and you're watching it after the fact. The link will be in the description. Before we get started, joined today by Jack Gill. Jack, how are things? How's life going?
Not too bad. The days are going very slowly. I'm quickly becoming a pro FIFA player and filling my time with a lot of other random stuff that I can't really talk about on this, but yeah.
Okay, so I'll leave that there. What about the youth content? Have you got a lot going on the Academy channel?
Yeah, we've tried to put a video out every day. We had some issue yesterday, but we should be getting two up today and then from them a video every day. We're recording in advance, so definitely get some videos up for you all to watch.
Cool. All right, let's get stuck into it. Then I'm going to start with a piece from The Athletic, as always. A growing appetite for Premier League season to be abandoned on moral grounds. One senior figure told The Athletic that it's morally wrong for football to be even discussed being played behind closed doors while coronavirus is still at its peak. He said, you look at the people sitting around the Premier League table by Skype, their egos cannot sustain a mirror being held up to them. The fact is they are not as important as Tesco delivery driver at this time. We want a game, no more, no less. There's no place for sport at the moment. Just fast forward slightly on to some other quotes. There's obviously a Premier League shareholders meeting, which is scheduled for April the 3rd. And one high-ranking club official said, I'm hoping the situation changes by then, but unfortunately the world is changing and it's changing for the worse every day. It's absolutely clear what's going to happen. It's a worldwide pandemic. You cannot just start the Premier League season again, and there are very few losers. Liverpool, I know. But in the grand scheme of things, honestly, it doesn't really matter. You've just got to start again. This virus is going to get worse here in Britain, so it's not about players returning to training. If we all stay at home and self-isolate for the next 2-3 months, we're going to get through this quite simply. But even then, there's going to be a period of slow reintegration into normality. Otherwise, the virus will spike again. So if we're lucky, a new season will start in September. I'm just going to finish it there, Jack. And there's two things to this. Obviously, everyone has their own opinion and whatnot. And obviously, you know, football is not important at this current time because, you know, there's lives, health and safety of, you know, other people. And like he says, you know, Tesco drivers are more important in this day and age than football, or footballers, you know, staff are far more important than anyone like that. But on just the actual thing itself, one, they don't actually reference who this is coming from, so it's quite difficult to kind of judge and scrutinize of what's going on there. But everyone has their own opinion, don't they? And I haven't seen a lot of people give their opinion without any bias.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very difficult right now because obviously, as that article alludes to, this is a global pandemic and things are changing every day rapidly. Obviously, we've had the news that Boris Johnson has come down with it today. It's the fact that, like, with the Champions League, as the days go on, it looks less and less likely that that competition can be finished due to, obviously, the amount of countries affected by this, the travel implications that will probably be brought in. But I obviously think that with the Premier League, that I'm from a stance where I don't understand what the point is in starting a new season. until you finish this one. People have spent their livelihoods on this. People have spent a lot of money on this season. And then for people to just turn around and say, no, it's completely voided, it makes no sense. I can completely understand, obviously, the stance people are coming from and why people feel as though it should be voided, because right now there's so much uncertainty and you don't know when this season can be continued. But it makes a lot more sense just waiting until all this is over and then carrying on with the season where we left off.
Yeah, I don't think it was helped yesterday, chat, by the fact that I think, you know, non-league football was null and voided, wasn't it? Yeah. You know, the argument is that's what suits them because of, you know, the amount of money that's in it. They can actually just kind of call it quits and then it's all fine. Whereas, you know, like you said, there's a lot more money at stake. And this is what it comes down to at the end of the day, isn't it? Is, you know, like I said, people have paid a lot of money, you know, happened with all their season tickets and stuff like that, or tickets that they bought, and for it just to kind of be, you know, or is that just a situation that people have to accept because this is a strange situation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a once in a lifetime situation really that's going on, and it's very difficult. I think with the non-league decision, it's obviously much easier because they don't have TV revenue and a lot more. They have a lot less money than the Premier League and the EFL do to sort out. All that can be said really is if they do void the season, there's going to be a huge legal battle in terms of money. Some clubs will be happy, some clubs won't. I think you'll get clubs like Tottenham who are very willing to obviously end the season now, but they will obviously also probably get annoyed when Sky and BT refuse to pay up, because obviously they've just built that massive stadium. So it'll be interesting to see what the decision is in the end. But right now I think it's important to just try and stay away from the news if we can, because all it does for us Liverpool fans is make us even more depressed.
Yeah,
at the minute.
It is part of the problem, and you know we're probably guilty of doing it as well. A kind of, you know, this is what all we have to talk about at the minute is people giving their opinions on what we shouldn't and shouldn't do with the end of the season. But you know, I think you're right. I think you'll play it day by day, see how it comes, and then obviously safety is paramount in all this. Something that we spoke about earlier on in the week, Jack, was the expansion of Anfield Road, and how Liverpool were hoping to kind of get it finished. Obviously, there's a lot of people that aren't in work at the minute, but some of the people that are in work, you know, people who are builders or who work in construction. But Paul Joyce tweeted last night, he said, Liverpool were hoping to start on expanding the Anfield Road end stand later this year and increasing overall capacity to 61,000. The project could now be delayed due to the impact of the coronavirus on construction industry. The thing that we spoke about yesterday, I think it might have been actually, was the Kirby facility. Basically, there's only interior designed to do to that. Obviously, you know, we've covered the Liverpool Anfield Road extension, but it makes, again, complete sense just to go in the scale of things, you know, as much as we want a bigger stadium to get more fans in, and also we talk about when we've covered it on the news stories, doesn't really matter, does it? That sort of thing can wait.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense because, as you say, right now there are bigger issues in the world and things need to wait. And I said to Chris the other day on the weekly roundup, obviously, after this, the world is going to change massively. Exactly, and that's the thing. Football has to change with it, because what we've had... We've seen issues throughout the last couple of seasons with football and how there are too many games and stuff like this. And this shows it with what's going on at the minute. You know, we're rushing to finish so many different competitions and there's not enough time to finish this. And listen, as I said before, it is obviously a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but running players into the ground, as we have been doing over the last few years, isn't good. There's the whole issue of when the season gets going again, the players may have a pre-season to get back into the flow of things and really get ready for the next few games. Otherwise, they might get a couple of injuries, like hamstring injuries, if they're playing three games in a week or two games in a week, even without a pre-season to get back into full fitness. And you have the matter of fact as well that the Premier League season would have continued unless Mikel Arteta had, well, it was going to continue until Mikel Arteta was diagnosed with COVID-19 himself. And I think that just shows exactly how greedy Premier League officials had got at the time, really.
Yeah, I know, it's bang on point. Again, it's all about money for those people, isn't it? And again, something that we covered earlier on this week was the Nike New Balance debate. You know, the season carries on, who's going to get the kit? And, you know, there was people grasping at the fact, you know, we could win the title in a Nike kit for those people that are into it. But another piece from The Athletic, funny enough, why Nike will let Liverpool lift the title in a New Balance kit. A potential dispute has been avoided after Nike informed Liverpool it's only right that they complete the 1920 season wearing a current New Balance kit. Nike's lucrative five-year contract with the Premier League champions-elect official begins on June 1st. As a result, the American company could have pushed for Jurgen Klopp's side to wear the new kit for all fixtures held after the date. Again, sort of the same thing that we've been on for the news so far, Jack. You know, it's only fair. I think my concern was because the Nike deal, because it's the actual chunk of money is a bit less. I don't think we're getting 20% of all the profits from the Nike stuff. You know, does that impact on transfers and wages and all the stuff that Liverpool had probably planned for, you know, before this had all happened? But again, you know, for Nike just to go, actually, you know, we just spoke about money there with, like, you know, UEFA, FA, the Premier League, all the governing bodies of football. It's kind of, it's money, money, money. For Nike to actually turn around and go, actually, well, the decent thing to do is just let New Balance finish it off.
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, I think, again, it avoids another legal battle in terms of money and all sorts. But it may also show implications with what goes on with contracts. Liam brought to my attention the other day, obviously, you have the issue with the EFL where a lot of clubs rely on loan deals. And actually, those loan deals end at a certain day. So will obviously the EFL do the right thing and say, well, obviously that's extended till the end of the season, yeah, or what? We just don't know at this point. And I think Nike have probably done the right thing by allowing New Balance to obviously keep us until the end of the season and let us win the league in the kits. But obviously, as we said earlier, we don't know the season's going to finish yet.
It does go ahead. Yeah, you're right. Nike source told The Athletic legally it could have been enforced. As the contract clearly states, the 1st of June, but we decided it just wouldn't have been right to start a storm and in a takeover. Things have been very cordial. So I think you're right there. You know, you talk about, you know, New Balance taking over. Nike taking over New Balance. Anyway, you want it to be like a happy time. You don't want like another yeah, cloud that is a legal battle over you whilst we're trying to, you know, potentially start another season on top of that as well. Jurgen Klopp's done an interview.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Which is on the official Liverpool website. You know, either watch the video or it's been transcribed for you. You want to go and read it, I suggest you go and do it because it is really, really good. But I was taking quotes as James Pearce is taking to his Twitter account, but he's talking about the NHS staff. He said, yesterday I was sent a video of people in a hospital just outside the intensive care area where they all started singing You'll Never Walk Alone and started crying immediately. It's unbelievable. I couldn't admire them more and I appreciate it more. He said, in the future, in 10, 20, 30, 40 years, if we look back, in the conclusion, it's the biggest period where we showed the world the biggest solidarity, the biggest love and the biggest friendship or whatever, that would be great. It's just very poignant. Pretty much every time he opens his mouth, Jack, doesn't he? I think he could just kind of hang on every word that he says. But, you know, he's taking a holistic approach of going, you know, football's not important. What the NHS staff are doing, you know, for it to touch him, the song You Never Walk Alone, you know, personally for me, it means a lot, not just because of a Liverpool fan, but, you know, it's got deeper meanings to it. For it brings people together, not just Liverpool fans. And the fact that he says, you know, if you read the full thing, he's like, I'm a football manager, he's like, I love to be out there. You know, we know how active he is, how passionate he is, and, you know, God knows what he's doing at home. I don't know if he's cheering his kettle up as soon as the kettle's boiled, because, you know, he needs that release, doesn't he? He's not getting that at the minute, but even he's going, listen, yeah, stop, just chill out. You know, he's watching the Taken trilogy. He goes on to go and say in an interview as well. So, you know, he's taking the time to relax, and maybe, like, mentally for all of us, you know, it's good to, you know, not sit back and do nothing, but for those that are in work or, you know, work slow down, whatever, just appreciate what life is.
Absolutely. I think this has been perfect for Klopp and the players. Obviously, it's been a very tough couple of years. We've played a lot of football and they deserve this rest at the end of the day. Obviously, there's such a rush usually between the end of the season and getting back to pre-season and then full fitness ready for a new season and the amount of competitions we've been in this season. I think this has been a blessing in disguise to the players. We started to see over the last couple of weeks that maybe it was getting to them a bit with the amount of football that we've been playing. But as I say, we just need to get back as soon as we can. Them 6 points to win us the league. But I think Everton and Liverpool, both as clubs, have been superb with dealing this. I don't think it's just Jurgen Klopp. We saw obviously that video yesterday. We saw the about the NHS staff. We saw the Twitter admin do with the food banks tweet. Obviously, Henderson and Robertson have both been very good with donating to the food banks.
Up in it's Scotland. Clubs up and down the country, yeah. To be honest, well, isn't it, Jack?
And Everton have done really well with the phone call thing as well, which I think has been superb this week. So I think everyone's done really, really, really good with it. And this COVID-19 stuff has brought a lot of bad stuff out about this country and this world. But it's also shown the good things as well. And that's what we have to hold on to.
Yeah. One of the things you just mentioned there, Jack, was actually next on my agenda is the video from last night. Again, on an official website, you want to go and watch it. But Reds players and staff thank healthcare workers around the world. So the video just thanking those from the NHS. I don't know if any of you at home got involved last night of going out and applauding. There was quite a few people around my street that did it. Just to congratulate and support the NHS workers, what they do. And again, from everyone at Redmen TV, just to say thank you from all of us, what you do. I think it's absolutely incredible. I think Jack would agree with me on that as well. I've got family that work in the NHS, and we all know people that do it. So to go outside and applaud them, I think it's probably the least we can do and show our appreciation. Or probably the only thing we can do at the minute. So we'll wrap it up there, Jack. We're going to get into some comments in a second. Before I do, just a reminder, if you want the Athletic content and a 7-day free trial and 50% off your yearly subscription, go to www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. Nearly got out there, Tom. What have you got?
Right, let's kick it off. Obviously, the title of the show, everyone's got a few comments on that. Rob Davey says, cannot believe anyone would bin the season off. Surely the priority should be to complete the season with only 9 games to go. Fian Nuke then says, sport has always been a distraction of bad times. It should be number one now, as long as it's safe to. And Gary Murphy says, we need football back, if only for people's mental health.
Yeah, this is something that I've said for the past 2 weeks, Jack, and you know I said it in another interview. You know, it's escapism for people. It's, you know, we like doing this because we like talking to these people, we like talking to each other, we like talking about the football. I've seen a couple of shouts of, you know, people need to stop talking about football because it's not important. I fully understand that argument in the scheme of things. It's not, but it doesn't mean that you can't talk about it. It's not us taking preference over football, you know, over, you know, people's health, isn't it? You know, it's still what we like to kind of talk about. And the mental health stuff, I think it's bang on. We've done so much in this country to support mental health and make sure that people are right, make sure that people aren't alone. A lot of people have this beauty of being able to Skype or FaceTime people. They don't have friends or family to do that. So, you know, to have a platform, or, you know, like Tom, the question says, sorry, to try and get it back. In some people's cases, I don't think it's a wrong thing to necessarily want, because it's all caveated with if it's safe.
Absolutely. I think when lockdown was announced, I have thought straight away, well, that's all well and good, but without football as well, I really don't know what I'm going to do myself. You know, usually in this situation where if I'm ill or confined to my own house, the thing that would get me through it is football. And I think a lot of people are in the same boat as me with that. But obviously, as you say, right now, there's a lot more important things than football. And that's very clear. But I think every Liverpool fan in the world was so excited all season about winning our first title in 30 years. We get 6 points away and then this happens. And I think that's why we're all desperate for the season to continue as soon as possible.
Yeah, another one, Tom.
Yes, on the NHS stuff, Mr. A says, my road was clapping yesterday, seeing people who I haven't seen before. And then Cass on Twitter says, much respect to the care medical workers around the world, not just the NHS.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. My street, there was loads of people outside mine and a few that couldn't see Jack. But again, it's not just, you know, the nurses and the doctors, you know, it's everyone, it's the porters, the cleaners, everyone who's putting themselves on the front line and putting themselves at risk. You know, it's all well and good, as it sat here talking about football within the comfort of our own homes, but, you know, they're out there doing the hard work, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, you've got some people moaning about staying in during lockdown, but a lot of, you know, the NHS people are obviously on the front line and risking their lives to do this. You've seen over the last few weeks retired NHS workers who are obviously more at risk, because obviously the elderly people are supposedly more at risk from this virus. They've been asked to come out of retirement and go and help. And the fact that you seeing people doing that, knowing that they're risking their own life to do it, knowing that obviously they're not going to get tested despite being on the front line during all this, I think just shows how good they're doing dealing with this. And to be honest with you, I think after this, you will hear, quite rightly, the whole debate over their wages being brought up again, because it's absolutely deserved.
Yeah, I think you're bang on there. I think the other thing that you touched on before was, you know, football might change and, you know, yeah, life might change and humanity should change for the better. And I think that's what you're touching on there. You know, give them the pay that they deserve. We're sat here talking about football to earn $300,000 a week potentially, and, you know, for kicking a footy around, and they're doing, you know, an incredible job. Tom, as we said, he's got one more question for us.
Yes, it's not even a question, it's a super chat statement, I guess. Rabadam with a blue super chat, thank you very much. He says, thank you, the season will be ended now with us as winners. I really hope so, mate.
I hope so too, Jack. Yeah, we've had this debate, and, you know, we can have it in the comments or you like, if you want, you know, do you just want to be handed the title? You say, you know, season's finished. Is it done? We'll get the title with an asterisk. You know, some people would rather just finish the league, like you said, you know, 6 points or, you know, potentially three if the game is against Manchester City. But I think you said before, you know, we've waited 30 years for this, haven't we? So, you know, an extra 3 months, you know, it's nothing really, is it?
That's the thing for me. Obviously, you'll get rival fans saying, oh, you've got an asterisk by your title. But at the end of the day, it's still a title. We needed 6 points in 9 games. And we were going to get that. And over the years, everyone will know that we would have got that. And to be honest with you, Ross, obviously, as you say, there's a lot more things more important than football right now. However the season is finished, I think obviously everyone will take their hats off to how good we've been this season. I think everyone knows we've been outstanding. We've deserved being compared to teams like the Centurions, the Invincibles, massive teams over the history of the Premier League. And I think however the season is ended, we'll get the recognition we deserve for how excellent we've been. It's just obviously tough knowing that, forget that Watford game a second, we were literally a few weeks off the season finishing and us being unbeaten all season.
Yeah. Watford, eh? Right, we'll wrap it up there. And before I do go, we're putting in the direction of the Redmen TV website. Chris did two separate interviews with James Pearce of The Athletic yesterday. One is to do with football, and one's a bit more about James Pearce's his life, how he got into football and stuff. It's dead interesting stuff. Your first month is completely free. Go and give it a try. If you don't like it, just sack it off. It's £5 a month thereafter, or £50 for the whole year. But it's something to go and get yourself stuck into if you're sat at home bored and want something to watch. We'll be back on Monday, hopefully with some better news, more interesting news on that fact. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. Wash your hands, and we'll see you then. Ta-ra.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.